This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Well, he said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, just to make it real clear as to what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be talking with Dr. John Diamond out of Pennsylvania concerning the service that we just had at the Alliance Church in Cory, Pennsylvania in just a couple minutes. When the American professors submitted to the tyrants, what did we do? Well, we obeyed God and preached out in defiance against the tyranny that's taking place today in this country. That is the church. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. I want to tell you something, friends. Times are becoming dangerous. Now listen, when I use the word dangerous, you know that we're at extreme levels. We are at extreme levels. We have Newsweek coming out. See, here, this is a prime example of a useful idiot. It's a prime example of propaganda being used by the CIA-controlled media. Because they're losing the narrative with this whole coronavirus hoax, what are they doing? They're beginning to browbeat dissenters. This is what totalitarian governments do, authoritarian governments do, dictator wannabes do, tyrants do. This is how they act, Matthew 7:16. I want you to listen to this. This is the headline of Newsweek just a couple of minutes ago. Narcissists, arrogant people, prideful people, and psychopaths are more likely to refuse to wear masks, says new research. Folks, oh my goodness, concerning the eyes of God upon this nation, what is it that you're running from? The wicked flee when none pursueth, the Bible tells us. Proverbs 28. Yeah, and though there be a small portion of people that have empowered themselves through measures that we know not and that we do know, friends, they're ill-designing men, they're wicked men, they're murderers, they're liars, they're extorters, the list goes on. These are the people behind your said representatives pulling the strings as to what's taking place today. And I knew it was coming. Folks, wave two, we're here. Are they decreasing their attack, or are they increasing their attacks towards we the people? The headline from Newsweek, narcissists and psychopaths, so they're name-calling, they're browbeating you if you refuse to wear a mask. That does not work, friends. Look at the maker tag on any given mask you may wear. It will tell you it's not there to prevent. Folks, it's a sign of submission to tyranny is all it is. It's not about your health. If it was, why are they sanctioning the murder of the innocent babies in the womb? Folks, it's about control over your lives. And now if you don't submit to it, friends, you're a narcissist and you're a psychopath. Do you see where this is going? Here, let me take you back to some recent history, not too far back. What, 60, 70, 80 years now? Remember Martin Niemöller? He was the evangelical pastor that blamed the church in aiding the evangelical church in aiding Adolf Hitler to power, who went through judgment, friends, and came back and apologized to those that were genocide, right, or eradicated because they were in political opposition to that of Adolf Hitler. He apologized them and took responsibility and said it was the church's fault for helping him to power. I want you to listen to what he said. He also, as a matter of fact, he also wrote a book, friends, about it. Martin Niemöller said, and you probably have heard this, first they came for the communists, but I was not a communist, so I didn't speak out. Okay? Then they came for the socialists and the trade unionists, but I wasn't one of them, so I didn't speak out. Then they came for the Jews, but I was not Jewish, so I did not speak out. And when they came for me, there was none or no one left to speak out on my behalf. Friends, this is how they operate incrementally. This is what the devil does when he deceives man. He wants the upper hand. He wants control of every given situation until there's nobody left. I remember watching a Christmas Carol made back in the 50s. And there's a cartoon that goes before the movie actually plays out. And it's a cartoon of all these little animals that watched man kill man. And then at the end of the cartoon, it showed the Ten Commandments and a little animal going through the Bible. And then all of a sudden it says, "Thou shalt not kill," showed up. And he said, "These are pretty simple rules, but apparently they didn't want to listen. Now there is no more men left on the planet." Whose plan would that be? That's being played out today, friends. Because, folks, once they get the power that they declare that they want through totalitarian methods, guess what they do? Then they begin to kill off the people that they use, just like good communists do, right? And then what they do is they kill off some more opposition, and then they kill off some more opposition until nobody's left except the person that wanted all power and all control. And all those people, by the way, that went along to get along are now in hell, because they refuse to obey the Word of God. Hey, friends, it's better to prevent than to cure. Prevention is better than cure. And let me go back to the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945. Can you imagine if all those people that just submitted to Adolf Hitler because everybody else was doing it actually resisted Adolf Hitler? Guess what? Millions of people wouldn't have been destroyed. Adolf Hitler would have been destroyed. His agenda would have been destroyed. And this is what I suggest to the American people. It's better to obey God in keeping His commandments, in dealing with tyranny, rather than after the fact. After the fact, friends, we're going to look back and say, you know what, I could have stopped that. I could have put a stop to this. Well, I want to tell you this, friends. Today is the day. And I want to say this to you as well. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Because people want to procrastinate, and procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. No, love him or hate him, he was accredited with this statement. Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, if you can do it today, do it today. Do all that you can do today, so tomorrow you can pick up a new day. But friends, I want to reiterate the point that we are in some serious and we are in some dangerous times. And either we're going to stand up and resist and defy this tyranny and deal with them lawfully, friends, or else we're going to lose everything. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back with Dr. John Diamond. And again, friends, what we're going to be talking about, obedience to God is better than obedience to a tyrant, isn't it?
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got my friend Dr. John Diamond online with me right now. I'm going to pull him up in just a second. But I want to tell you, friends, if you want to watch us live right now, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. With that, go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll notice YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. You can also go to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Go to the right side. Join us on live chat. beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. Acts 4:12. You get the point. Now, listen, we've been looking for opportunity to go to churches, and we just did one about 3 weeks ago here in the state of Minnesota. A business owner opened up one of the churches because the churches in America, the modern-day professors, are still submitted to their master, the tyrant. And we're called to do just the exact opposite. Remember what Romans 12:21 says, that we're called to overcome evil by being good. Then Romans 13 comes into place. Who ordained those powers? God. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where we're to obey the tyrant in defiance to God. You can't find it. It's unjustifiable. It's upside down on its head. Read Isaiah 59 because you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Well, the next one that we were called up to do is actually in Cory, Pennsylvania. And to my surprise, and I'm not saying that to belittle the situation, I just didn't know what to expect. But we were talking to Dr. John Diamond. His heart is very allied with what we are doing here. 1 Corinthians 10, where we have the same judgment. And it very much, John is that guy. And there's probably one other guy that I know that is allied with the Scriptures, especially for what's applicable to today's situations. That's where the church should be anyways. Like the sons of Issachar, they knew the times. These guys know the times. So John said, hey, listen, we're having an event on this day. Why don't you come out to Pennsylvania, and then we'll do something there. And that worked out perfectly for what we did in Pennsylvania, and I totally appreciate the time. So without further ado, let's pull up my friend John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond from Pennsylvania. Thanks for joining us, John. I appreciate it.
Bradley Dean, always great to be on your show. Hey, greeting from Facebook jail.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would talk about that, because it's the attacks coming from big tech companies. Now that you're saying that, John, people, you need to understand that they are heightening their attacks. They're on the offensive, friends, to browbeat dissenters at every given turn. And it's time for us to open up about what's going on with Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube in a greater degree. But it looks like at this point we're left with no option, friends, but to take them to task, and it looks like that's the direction we're going to go. So don't sit back and just take it when they throw you in jail. And I know I'm preaching to the choir when I'm talking to you, John, but for the listener's sake, don't roll over in the face of what's going on here, friends. You have to stand up, not sit down, because you're going to find that there's more with you than against you on so many different fronts. But John, let's go back to the event that we just had at the Alliance Church, 91 degrees that day, no air conditioning, no complaints, and you had a great little crowd going on there. What's happening in Corey that the media doesn't want the rest of us to know?
I'll tell you what, my little hometown, and I'm kind of hoping and praying there's a lot of those little hometowns all around America, you know, that's kind of like Corey, Pennsylvania. You're talking up from the school board, you're talking school teachers, you're talking mayors and sheriffs. You've got a lot of people that align with what we're doing. And what they're really looking for is just leadership. They're looking for people to stand up and to you know, proudly and boldly proclaim God's word. There's no more time of this preaching half of God's word or the only thing, you know, that we want to hear or not going to offend anybody. I mean, the things you had to say that night, man, they were powerful. They were what many in the world would even think as offensive, because, you know, it steps on toes. But, man, your message was so, so warmly received. I didn't get one negative feedback or criticism from anybody there. Man, the American people, the American Christian Church, so want to hear people boldly preach the truth. And that's why you and one other ministry are the only ministries we're supporting this year, because everybody else is just trying to build their own kingdom, and I'm not throwing another one of my dollars or a dollar of the church at anybody who's just going to contribute to the fall of this nation.
Okay, so let me go back to this then, Dr. John. We're talking to Dr. John Diamond out of Corey, Pennsylvania right now. We just did an event at his church, and I wanted to talk about it because I want you, the people in this country, to understand the voice of the people, because the CIA-controlled media means to suppress that voice. Okay, so you had a great little crowd there. When I was sitting upstairs roasting, trying to get a signal before I went up, I had no idea what I was going to say. I was totally dependent upon the Holy Ghost once again. And it fared well at the end. But what I want to get to, John, is first of all, what was the content of what was being said there? What is it that we were talking about? What were the topics that we were dispelling concerning the lies between people of color? Go ahead and do a little expose, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, me and a black brother here, a pastor of a local church, one of the things Peacemakers Outreach has been founded on even 10 years ago was peacemaking, racial reconciliation along with other types of reconciliation. So me and Pastor Jerry Fisher had an idea to come together and deal with this issue. Well, you know, whatever happened with the Black Lives Matter and George Floyd and everything else, and that was really just a window of opportunity. There are so many opportunities in this nation when something pops up for the church to just jump out and interject itself and interject God's word and interject truth and love into that situation. And man, the churches do not do it. I mean, at best I might get a policy statement from somebody. So we held this kind of called Destroying Racism in Corey. I've recorded it. I got it over on my YouTube channel, where we both just got up and we just spoke from our heart. Me as a white man with my dealings with racism, him as a black man, and just the same message, that message of love and unity is the only thing that's going to overcome this division and disunity and this hatred that the media is trying to put out. So, like I said, the church in America is the only one that's going to have the power, the authority, and really the strategy to bring this country together.
Okay, so with that again said, I can you know, interject on so many little things that you're saying here, Dr. John. Let me say this. When you are doing what you're doing, what is the support that you're getting through other ministries in your local area? Because what I found is you were the one to stand up and do what others were not doing. And I want to give people a little bit of an overview so they can understand that when we went into Pennsylvania, friends, it was one of the worst states that I've seen. I mean, it was masks mandatory before walking into the store. We totally ignored all of it. We had no issues. But the point was, we see a state in lockdown like Pennsylvania, and one of the things that I noticed after the fact, after we were done preaching, after you had how many people there, it was interesting to note that I caught myself and I said, hey, wait a second. Hey, Dr. John, where were the cops? Hey, Dr. John, I seen the media there, and I even got a Google alert that we were there, but we didn't get any opposition. So the question that I lay to your candor, John, is where, or let me ask you it this way. Why is it that the professors in America that call themselves Christians, why is it that they're submitting to the tyrant rather than obeying God and standing up and preaching out against, in defiance against the tyranny? You were one in the state that I knew of, and that's why we took the opportunity. Where is the church, John?
Well, you got three people. You know, the Bible talks about threes all the time. Even the temple had the outer court, inner court, holy of holies. When it comes to Christians, you can go over to the book of Revelation where Jesus talks about people being cold, lukewarm, or hot. And you got to be able to pray that. You got, Lord, I want to be the hot. I don't want to be the lukewarm. I don't want to be the cold. And what you have, and we can talk about individual believers, and we can talk about pastors, but what you have in this nation, and this is absolutely scriptural, you have those who are masquerading as angels of light. They're not gods. They weren't called of God, and you spoke about this when you got up and spoke. They just are trying to build and advance their kingdom. And then you've got the lukewarm Christian pastors who, they're just worried about offending people, and as you saw by your message, people didn't get offended, even though probably pastors would never say what you're saying. That just shows me that they don't trust in God. They don't believe that God will, you know, bring the people in. I think more pastors would bring more people in for speaking the truth than speaking half of God's word in order to not offend people. And then you have those ones who are fired up. So, I mean, what needs to come out of the pulpits is what you were saying, what I was saying, and it just seems like these people that have jobs and are worried about congregations and numbers and money, yep, they don't want to speak the truth because that's their God. And it's a sad thing to say.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring you right back on the other side, friends. If you just tuned in, we're talking to Dr. John Diamond. Just did an event out in Alliance Church in Corry, Pennsylvania. Now, this is what I want to ask you before we end this segment. Dr. John, the people that we even know that declare to be as bold, where were they at? Because I noticed that they were tucking tail as well. So we'll come right back talking to Dr. John Diamond, Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first day of school is fast approaching, and education officials are concerned as that day draws closer.
We must continue to ask ourselves, what is in the best interest of students and staff as we balance the needs of community health, access to strong educational opportunities, financial stability for families, and critical services to students.
Tennessee Education Commissioner Dr. Penny Schwinn, speaking at a Democratic-led House committee, also acknowledged that they're making decisions based on the ever-changing information. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says another coronavirus stimulus bill must be smart and targeted.
People need help because people are uninsured. We need liability protection so small businesses can open back up.
McCarthy telling reporters it's important to get it right and saying the government spends what's needed. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained President Trump's well wishes for Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell were meant to show he wants to see justice served in the courtroom. McEnany offering up the explanation Thursday on Fox News as the president was asked about Maxwell during Tuesday's coronavirus press briefing. Cities across the country will soon be hearing that familiar phrase, play ball. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Play finally begins after the coronavirus shut down the sport during spring training last March. Each team is set to play a 60-game schedule. Some other changes are in place as well, including National League games using the designated hitter for the first time ever. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees to get the season started later today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking to my friend from Cory, Pennsylvania, Dr. John Diamond, and we're talking about an event that we just had there. And I just asked a question to John concerning, you know, the what do you want to call them? They're hirelings, is what they are. They've submitted to the state instead of obedience to God through His commandments and standing up against the tyranny that's taking place in defiance towards them, friends. So John, let me go back to you again and ask you the question. You know, I asked you where the church was, but I got to tell you, John, and I'm saying this live, and I'm just being about as transparent as I possibly can, as well as being sincere about this. People we know that claim to be preaching the same gospel that we're preaching, where were they? When we were looking for opportunities throughout the country, many of the people that we asked, is there any opportunities out there right now? The church needs to stand up. We had Richard Mask, lead counsel from Liberty University, Liberty Counsel out of Lynchburg, Virginia, get on the radio and tell the church to take the lead. And we went from coast to coast, John, and we couldn't find them. But what was disheartening more than that was the fact that when I began to look at people that I knew that were doing the same thing, and I got to tell you, not that I put anything into them. Jesus said He committed Himself to no man because He knew what was in man. But I'll tell you what, some of these guys that blow their horn the loudest about being bold for the gospel, they were the first ones to tuck tail, John. What say you?
No, I absolutely agree. It's easy to sit on Facebook and throw out a post or sit behind a microphone or sit by anything and make, you know, bold statements. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit, you know, and to me, the people that will go out with boldness and not care I mean, I went to this rally here in Pennsylvania yesterday, standing up against this tyrant wolf that we have here today, and I met some people afterwards, you know, and we're supposed to meet at a restaurant, and I walk in, don't even walk in, no mask, says mask on the door, don't care, walk in, sit down. Here comes these pastors with masks on.
Yep.
And I'm like, you're just standing at a rally where the senator told you masks are not mandatory. The governor has no authority to make it a law. He told the whole crowd, quit wearing masks. And here they all come wearing masks. And then you sit at the table and you're all sitting by each other without masks on. How foolish is this?
Yeah.
And they just look at you. They just look at you like you're crazy. If you know this is a fraud, if you know this is a lie, then you thinking you're being a Christian by just going along to getting along, you are perpetrating the lie. If every Christian says this is a lie, this is a hoax, these things do absolutely no good, we're standing boldly on the truth, but you know, they worry about what people think about them. It's the same with Ezekiel. When God sent Ezekiel out, I think it was Ezekiel chapter 3, he said, don't worry about their looks. Don't worry about what they say about you. Just do what is right and say what is right and preach what is right. Man, the church in America is so cowardly and so scared and think that they're having some virtue. We're showing the love of Christ. No, you're not. You're complying with tyrants. You know, what would you do with Daniel? What would you do with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I can hear those pastors now. Come on, John, it's only 30 days. I only told you not to pray for 30 days. They have no authority. And I am going to boldly stand and do what God has given me the right to do. And I'm not going to be intimidated by you.
Amen. You know, it's interesting. You're talking about how they want to hold themselves of a reputation. They want to save face. You know, it's interesting that the word condemns such people. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. That's one of the things that I've seen more than anything else in the church in America. They care about what people say about them. I gauge men by what people do say about them in a negative connotation, in the sense of they're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. If they're not being persecuted for righteousness' sake, I don't put any weight in anything that they have to say, and we're seeing this more and more. Some time ago, we were out in Missouri, this is probably 10 years ago, and we went to a leadership meeting, they called it, and they're, folks, it's for the most part, if you don't see scars all over these guys, don't waste your time, and I'm talking about their testimony. That is the gift of prophecy. But it's interesting to note that we went out to this meeting, and it was a bunch of people that were in their late 50s, their 60s and 70s that were leading this program up. And during that time, we were doing a lot of high schools across the country. And so we had the opportunity to kind of get in there. And after listening to all their gloom and doom information, we got up there and said, hey, listen, what's going on? We never lost the right. And I was talking about, in particular, public schools. We never lost the right. We still haven't lost the right to go into public schools. Those are our kids. They don't belong to the state, period. Not a one of them wanted to hear a thing we had to say. Why? Because it was like Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 14 where the Lord told them to go show them the fruit. Go out there, bring back some of the fruit and show the people. How did they respond? They said that they wanted to stone Joseph and Caleb because it was doable. They didn't want to know that it was doable. People, you have to get behind ministries that are doing something. And those that are not playing diplomatic, that's seduction in another guise, that are boldly preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, like Apostle Peter and Apostle John. I mean, consider 11 of the 12. What happened, friends? They were martyred for the faith. And these people in America today, they want to dance around the cross, but they don't want to bear the cross. And one more thing concerning reputation, Philippians 2:7 tells us, Jesus made himself of no reputation. And yet these guys are out there busy trying to safeguard and safeguard their reputation that Jesus said, listen, that's not your business, that's mine. And if we do it right, the Bible tells us in Malachi that he'll write a book of remembrance of those that feared the Lord, not the opinions of men. And here we are today. So, on the other hand, let me bring it this way. Hey, John, did you hear about all of the churches? And I'm getting lit right now, brother, and I know you are too. The fact of the matter is there's hundreds of churches in California alone, that are standing in defiance in defiance to the tyrant that's trying to bear rule through oppressive measures concerning the churches. They're now gone so far, John, that they're actually filing lawsuits. That's good for now, but it's getting to the point where it's going to have to go further. What does that mean? We'll talk about that when we get there. But the fact of the matter is there's churches all over the state of California right now, and I'm high-fiving them because we have five radio stations in California that are listening to me. How would you encourage those brothers from another mother in California right now, John?
Hey, do what the apostles did in Acts chapter 4. When they got called into the Supreme Court and they were commanded not to preach the name of Christ, they rejoiced that they were being persecuted because, like you said, that's proof that you're doing what you're supposed to do. They went up in the upper room and they prayed for boldness. That's what part of my appeal to heaven prayer is that I cover in my book, Appealing to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. They went in the upper room and they prayed for boldness because they knew that type of boldness was not natural within man. It's supernatural. It has to come from God. You have it. I have it. Very, very few Christians. Very, very few pastors. We are in a season that appeal to heaven prayer that I got in that book is so applicable. It ain't funny because we need to be praying against these evil tyrants and we need to be praying for the boldness to stand toe to toe with them. We have God, history, the Constitution. We have everything on our side and the only thing that's keeping us back is fear. And that is exactly what this is exposing. This whole pandemic is exposing the fearful from the courageous.
Amen. I'm in Acts chapter 4 where they prayed for boldness they prayed to the Lord to look upon their threats. And when you look in Scripture, we look over and over and over again that when they threaten us, they attempt to curse us. What they don't realize, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. And when you go to the book of Numbers as well, it's interesting how it says that the curses don't apply to the church. It may look like that because through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? But the fact of the matter is that's our proving. That's our testing grounds. John, listen to this real quick. And listen to me, listeners. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Now he's rebuking people because they didn't take him to heart. You know, I talk about this every once in a while, but it's interesting. God judges nations where they lay it not to heart, where they're not valiant for the truth. I say concerning everything that's taking place in this country right now, brother, is the fact that we have a huge opportunity. Well, we look at what the church is not doing today. Guess what? That leaves it to the very few that are willing to do it. What an opportunity that we have to prove the living God today. As a matter of fact, it was Andrew Young that said it was God that he said that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. And I want to ask you, just concerning our event that we did at the Alliance Church in Cory, Pennsylvania, friends. John, namely, it's interesting how the Lord is willing to give us the victory. The people came, and he said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And it's exactly what he did there. We had nothing but victory there in Christ Jesus. We had the opportunity to preach because we were willing to be the light in a dark place. And I commend you for that, by the way, Dr. John.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. Hey, absolutely. Like I said, we plan on promoting your ministry as many ways as we can to as many people as we can. But what we're seeing is a division. And that's what God's word says. His sword will go out. His word will go out and it will divide. That's what swords do. And we're seeing that division between the wheat and the tares, the sheep and the goat. And you're starting to see that really, really come to light. As I look at, Facebook, so I watch churches and I listen to pastors, you're starting to see who's genuine and who's not. It's becoming very, very clear. First, God, I think, wants to just expose people's hearts, and they're like, why am I being such a coward? Why don't I want to wear the mask and worry about what people think of me and say about me? Jesus said, blessed are you when they speak falsely about you for my name's sake. Blessed are you when they persecute you. That's what I say.
Yeah, amen. Well, I'm going to take, do you want to hold on for one more segment? We may as well finish this one up. Okay. Folks, John Diamond, Dr. John Diamond out of Corey, Pennsylvania, just did an event at Alliance Church in his backyard. Friends, it was nothing short of a victory. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You want to call in 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to pull up, and it's interesting right now, my computer's acting kind of bizarre, but maybe not. Maybe it's just me acting bizarre. Who knows? We have a new affiliate, WFYL, 1180 AM. Interestingly enough, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. We were just there. Want to give a shout out to Susan over there. Thank you for your trust. We're going to stick to the word and to the Constitution because we know that's why people are coming to listen to this radio show. Again, a high five to WFYL 1180 1180 AM, King of Prussia in Pennsylvania. Again, thank you for your trust. I want to go over to this really quick because Dr. John's online with us right now, and we were just talking about Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Which brings me to this. And this is probably where we're probably going to bring a summation concerning the topic or our time with Dr. John right now. You know, one thing I know, like with headlines like what we're talking about right now, better to obey God than man, And then in contrast to the American professors bowing to the state, they want to call themselves Christians because they don't want to offend, but yet Jesus didn't come to the world to bring peace. He brought a sword to divide. That's what the truth does, and it offends those that are in disobedience and in their known sin before God. That's why we have to repent, 2 Corinthians 7:10, Acts 20, verse 21. But it's interesting that I know all of the carnally minded people listening to us right now. It's interesting to note that they look at guys like us, Dr. John, and they say, that's rebellion. I can't even believe how rebellious they're being right now. Well, if you look at government, keep in mind that before they serve we the people, they put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, right? But what is it premised on? What's the presupposition? God, the Word of God. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, that's the seedbed. Many call it the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, where he is referenced four different times. And to say all that, to say this, when I think of Ahab, and when it tells us in 1 Kings 17 and 18, and it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah. Now, Ahab and Jezebel had everybody in their country believing that Elijah and the prophets were rebellious. But what does Scripture tell us? And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? See, here you have the tyrant saying to the holy prophet of God, he was all alone, by the way, the lone prophet of God, Elijah, he called him the troubler. And Elijah answered and said, I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. Who forsook the commandments of the Lord? It wasn't Elijah, it was the corrupt king. And we're seeing a lot of this going on today. I can even go to Moses confronting Pharaoh. I can go on down the line to the apostles in the New Testament, because people will refer back to, well, that's the Old Testament. That's the character of God. If you want the New Testament, I can give you that too. I mean, just keep in mind that many of the apostles were thrown in jail in the book of Acts. And what did the Lord do? If it wasn't an angel to break them out, like he did on the behalf of Peter in Acts 5, then he brought it over to Acts 12, where he sent an earthquake and all the prison gates and the doors opened up. So people need to put this into perspective. And if I go to Acts 5:29, it's clear. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. I want people to understand, before I put the question to you, Dr. John, we're not in this because we like afflictions or trials. We don't like being mocked. We don't like being scoffed. We don't like being hated. But keep in mind, in John 15, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. To the world, John, we look like rebels. Answer that as I lay that to your candor first and foremost. What say you concerning the topic of people looking at me and you and guys like us, that this is complete rebellion towards government?
Well, you just got to look at the Hall of Fame of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. People read it, and they kind of just read over it, and they go on. Stop and do an in-depth study sometime. Go back and look at what Moses did. Go back and look at what all these people did. I mean, some of them were sawn in half. All right, everybody in that list was somebody who confronted evil, confronted a tyrant, confronted sin. That is rebellious today in American church. Man, you're a troublemaker. You're a tyrant for confronting sin, for confronting evil. I just watched my conferences. One of the first ones where me and you met when I at Coach Dave, and I went over the appeal to heaven. I went over Romans 13. I went over the divine chain of command. And this is what people have to understand in America. You know, the chain of command in this country is God, Constitution, government, and then the people. And the government has two authorities over them, God and the Constitution. And what everybody is doing in this nation, all these governors, all these leaders, they're not only rebelling against God, but they're rebelling against law, the United States Constitution. And people like you and me are the ones that are willing to stand under God no matter what people say, what people threaten. You know, I haven't been back to work for 3 weeks because I told them I wasn't wearing a mask, right? I mean, we are being tested in this hour. Are you going to be courageous? Are you going to support people like Bradley Dean and those others, that the few handful that have the boldness and the courage to stand up? That's what it's coming down to in this in this hour that we're living in America. And we've got a very, very short window of opportunity to turn this thing back. So that's why we're trying to rally the troops. You're trying to rally the troops. We just need more voices out there like us. We need to, like we talked about you when you were here and your family, we were sitting out here eating dinner out in my front yard. You know, leaders do not create followers. Leaders create other leaders. And that's what we need to be doing in this hour.
Yeah, we're working ourselves out of a job. That's exactly right. I want to reinforce what you just stated constitutionally. When you look at the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, I want to read it for you verbatim because I make reference to it quite a bit. But it tells us the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which is based on common law, God's Mosaic institution, the Torah. You can go back to the Decalogue. I mean, folks, we can lay it out for you, but just a quick synopsis. This is it, friends. The Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all the treaties made, or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Now listen carefully. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby in anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. And it's interesting because, well, people will say, well, they're creating new amendments. They're creating policies. Well, keep in mind, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And when you look at Article 6, Section 3, it tells us clearly that all of this is set in place to support the Constitution. Even in amendments, if it's in contrast or runs antithetical, it's null and void. Folks, it starts with the Word of God, and it was the Lord that said in Exodus 20, thou shall have no other gods before me. And the second was, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to create that you've created in your mind that suits your sins. And that's where we're at today. Many people, John, think that they're heaven-bound when, in fact, when you look at the fruit, there's nothing to do with Christ because he is left bearing witness because they are not obedient vessels that understand the crucifixion, the baptism, and the resurrection once again. And I see this more than anything. And again, I'm not here to magnify the problem. Listen, our objective in the church, this radio program, is to go out there and do what we ought to do, Isaiah 50. 12, because it's the church's job to bring about the answers, not to magnify the problems. John, I'm going to give you the last 2 minutes. What is it that you would, and you've done, first and foremost, I know that you do before you say, that's smart, I dare not speak of those things that I've not done, Paul said. What would you say to the people, to 127 radio stations right now across the country, what is it that you would lay to their candor as to taking responsibility before God and man as to how to bring about the answers concerning America's issues?
To me, and you know where my education is, my master's is in theology, my doctorate's in education, so for me it's about education. Because when you get your mind right, I'm working on a radio program night right now called Unhinged, where people's minds are not right, people in the church's minds are not right. If they were right, they wouldn't see you and me as rebels. So I'm creating this Americanism course. I've created my Appeal to Heaven book, which TBN is publishing right now. First, it's about education. We've got to and this is what you do every show, the Constitution, God's law. We need to educate the American people. Again, I sat and watched my presentation at Coach Dave's conference, and I started to thinking about everything that's going on in California today, and I'm like, these churches, these 300, 3,000, whatever you said it was, these churches need to get a hold of that video that I did. I mean, it's not the best quality, but man, if they apply that to their society and their state, you know, it's not just enough about raising up from the bottom. We've got to call in. It's what the Germans used, the pincer movement. All right. When David was going to attack enemies, God said, wait till you hear the sound of the mulberry trees.
That's right. That's exactly right. Dr. John Diamond, how do people get a hold of you real quick?
You can either go to appealingtoheaven.org. That's my book. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Totally appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.